daddy's baby. You know I love you, right? Can't nobody take that from us. Promise. All the stress only telling me to pray more. Life ain't worth living when you can't grow. Why they telling me to smile if it can't show? Hardest thing I ever tried was to let go. Someone looking at your picture got me all lost. I'm sick of fighting with emotion, don't know where to start. Can't lie, been a minute since I shed tears. Fighting, watching everything around me fall apart. I was covered up in days that I couldn't make. You mean more to me than life, so I can't break. Got the word you was coming and I couldn't wait. Everything around me changed, 728. Fell in love with you when I put you on my chest. Looking at you every minute like I couldn't rest. You was the best and I finally had my little girl. The most beautiful thing I ever seen, nothing less. We one in the same, something special. Daddy gave you his name. I realized that what I gained is amazing. I had that feeling since that moment you came. Daddy's baby, know for you I go crazy. I know they wouldn't understand it. I pray to brighten up your world for real. So if you want it, I demand it, know it.
All right, WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast when the fuck we feel like it. Sean right back in the building. And that song right there is by Trey the Truth. It's off his new project. It's called Letter to Truth. And it's a nice, cold little track right there. The volume is a little low, but it's still a hard song. Hopefully he could remix or remaster this project and put it back out, because the volume is a little low on it. But it's still a real good project. A lot of good music on it. Check it out. But it's time to get right into the shits and grits of the situation. Jay-Z. I actually had this episode ready for last week, but I didn't want to record it yet because I wanted to see if I was thinking in the right mindset, if I was too over the top with it, if I was on some bullshit. So I ended up waiting a week extra to let all this shit sink in, hear other people's perspectives and all that type of shit before I really gave an opinion on it. And no, yeah, I still feel the exact same way that I already did. So yeah, I probably already know where I'm about to go with this shit. So I'm just about to break all this shit down real quick. Trying to see where I want to start with this shit. It's a lot of shit to get into about this situation. I talked about it a little bit on No Boundaries podcast, but I could have spent an entire podcast breaking that shit down, which might happen right now. I don't know how much time I'm going to spend on it, but we'll see. First and foremost, let me break down Colin Kaepernick to give some context to the situation real quick. I've talked about this before, but motherfuckers don't seem to understand what's really going on, so I might have to rehash this shit real quick. Colin Kaepernick. A lot of people act like Colin Kaepernick took a deal with the NFL in terms of he punked out and just took money to be quiet and all this type of shit to get swept under the rug or some bullshit like that. That is not the fucking case. And people also say, like Jay-Z, for instance, he specifically said this shit too. He was saying it was never about him not having a job, Colin Kaepernick. It was never about him not having a job and all this other shit, which once again is still not fucking true. Because you can't really say that, because he had a job while he was kneeling. He didn't lose his job until after the kneeling took place. So how could you even say that? Technically, yes, it wasn't about a job, but it became about the job and other things as it evolved. You can't just dismiss that. It became part of the problem later on, or a part of the conversation later on, because he had a job while he was doing it. The kneeling is what lost him his job. And then I also hear people say things like, He only began to kneel because he lost his quarterback position, because he lost the starting position. But once again, he never made a big deal about this shit. He never spoke about it or anything. He just kept kneeling. And it wasn't until later to people start questioning him, to all this shit start breaking out and all this shit start snowballing and all that type of shit. Also, you have to understand, he took a stand for something that nobody else was really taking a stand for. Or if you want to say, he knelt for some shit that nobody else wanted to kneel for, or however you want to word it. But the point is, he could have picked anything else that was less dangerous of a topic to partake in. He put his entire career on the line to highlight this type of shit. Some shit he didn't have to do. He could have chose a whole nother situation. He could have made a statement about something else that was less polarizing, that was less dangerous for him. And again, you could also tell that he didn't think all this shit through. But anyway, let me get back to the deal real quick about he sued the NFL, or he had a suit against the NFL, basically about lost wages. He got blackballed out of the league, so he filed charges against the NFL saying, or filed a suit against the NFL saying how he wants his compensation back in terms of money that he lost from him not playing in the league when he should have been playing. That is not punking out. How is that punking out? I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. And people are also equating the deal. People are saying, why should Jay-Z reach out to Kaepernick about Jay-Z's deal when Kaepernick didn't reach out to Jay-Z about his deal? But once again, Kaepernick's deal was about lost wages. It wasn't about anything else. It was a collusion case. It was about them colluding together, coming together to keep him out of the league. Them making collective decisions. Them all getting together and making decisions together as a unit to keep him out of the NFL. That's what this was about. I'm not mad at him settling out of court for this because the NFL's money is long as fuck. These people are billionaires. They could have kept prolonging this case for decades at a time. This case could have went on for 10 years. And you can't get mad at Colin Kaepernick for settling out of court for this because you're not supporting Colin Kaepernick financially. If you're not supporting him financially, you can't be mad at him for taking a settlement for money that was owed to him. This is not some random fucking case. This is not him pretending some shit happened or trying to steal money from the NFL or doing a deal with the NFL in terms of the NFL reaching out to him. He created the case against the NFL to get his money. He got his money and people are still mad. You have to be fucking stupid to not see what's going on, or selective stupid. You know what's going on, but you just don't want to admit to what's really going on. So once again, he chose this option because once again, the NFL's money is long. This case could have went on for decades. It could have just kept getting prolonged and all this type of shit. They could have kept stalling them out. They have the money for that type of shit. But they was like, fuck it, he right. Let's hurry up and get this shit out the way. We don't want to keep bringing this shit up because it's going to be a lingering topic. And also, we're losing money along this whole journey. The longer this shit goes on, the more money we're going to lose. The NFL was bleeding money. The ratings and all that shit is in the shithole. Nobody's really watching football and shit. That shit is not really, you don't really hear many people talking about football like it used to be. It's not the same anymore, which goes back to the Jay-Z deal. Now how I want to break this down, let me see. Okay, I used to always talk about Steve Harvey and how he lost cachet with the black community, which is why it was easy for these executives or whatever and these owners to let him go from all his shows and all that type of shit. Because he no longer has the allure with black people that he once did, people are now losing faith in him, so people aren't following him. So now he doesn't have that appeal anymore. He doesn't have that cachet, that popularity. He's not bringing black eyeballs, black people who spend money and support and all this type of shit, loyal fan bases. He is no longer bringing that to the table. So really, he is now kind of useless. They're always looking for that end. They're always looking for that hype train. They're always looking for people that's going to bring more money to the table, who's going to generate that interest, who's going to create that impact, who's going to bring more people to the table. They're always looking for that. So that's why they had to reach out to Jay-Z to bring black people back to the NFL. And of course, Jay-Z being the lame cat that he is, he agreed to it and brung black people back to the NFL. Because unfortunately, a lot of people still will follow Jay-Z and end up watching the games again and all this type of other shit. That's really what this whole Jay-Z NFL deal is about. It's about bringing people back to the game. Because people pretty much lost faith in the league. They lost interest in the football thing. Well, not even interest. A lot of people love football, but because of morals and principles, a lot of people stop watching it. It looks pretty crazy because there's so many dynamics going on. It's so overt with the racism and the other shit that's going on that it's damn near hard for a lot of people to continue to support it and all that type of shit. Me, I was already not watching football for a long time before this shit even happened. This shit just made me double and triple down on it to where it was like, okay, I'm definitely not fucking with it now, which was, you know, already the case anyway. But I just kind of stopped watching that shit on my own. It was just no longer interesting to me. I just no longer started to keep up with it. But enough about me. Let's stick to the shits and grits. Let's stick to the details, the facts. Jay-Z has a long track history of doing this type of shit. And also, let me reference the Popeye's situation, the Popeye's chicken sandwich. You see celebrities and shit posting about this chicken sandwich, posting videos and all this type of shit, which allows you to see that when you see celebrities, for instance, let's take Drake or somebody. What is Drake known for in terms of other people's music? He's known for hopping on the hottest person's song and making it hotter or making it look like it's his song. He's known for finding the hottest song in the country and hopping on it and making it seem like he created the song to where people only listen to the song for Drake's verse or whatever. And he takes all the credit for the song damn near. He's performing it at his shows and all that type of shit. You have to understand the celebrities do this shit for everything. It's not just music. They attach themselves to anything that's hot. That's what Jay-Z is known for. Jay-Z is known for attaching himself to anything that's hot. That's the same thing I was saying about Oprah and all these other people. They only attach themselves to things that's already in the forefront. They don't ever bring light to something that's lesser known. They don't ever go out on a limb and put their career on the line. Or not even put their career on the line, but shine their light on something that's lesser known and bringing attention to it to where it's needed. they only shine their light onto something that already has light on it. The spotlight is already on the situation. We didn't really need you. But here you come anyway, putting your name on it, putting your name in the pot. But the meal is already cooked. It's already prepared. But now you running off with it, acting like you created it type shit. That's all a lot of these celebrities really do. That's why I feel like what Colin Kaepernick was doing was more genuine, because he was putting light on something that other people was not shining lights on. It was not a popular opinion to say. It was not a popular stance to take. Hence why he got blackballed out of the league. That's why I feel like his was more genuine. But at the same time, Colin Kaepernick, you can tell that he didn't have any of this shit planned out, which also lends to show you that it was more genuine. It was just an act of what he felt in his heart, in my opinion. And of course, I can't substantiate that. That's more of an opinion-based situation, but I like to stick to the facts. But I had to put that out there because, again, he was one of the only people shining light on that. He took a real risk. It's not the same as what Jay-Z is doing. Jay-Z is always putting his name on something that's already popular. It's already popular opinion. Hence, like, this whole black activism type shit. After Black Panther and all this other shit started jumping off, that's when all this black activism shit started getting real popular. Now all of a sudden you hear Jay-Z dropping 444 and all this type of shit. When it's easy, when it's more accessible, when it's more safe for you to do this type of shit. Now all of a sudden Beyonce's at the Super Bowl doing some sort of, I forgot what she did, some sort of formation performance or something she did regarding black people or something. I can't remember. But anyway, it was more like black people centric when she did it. It was more like African themed or whatever it was. I don't remember because, again, of course I didn't watch that shit. But I do remember the talks about it when it happened. But anyway, people only put that towards the music when they do a remix or a song or something, or they get with the hottest artist in the game and make a song. But you have to understand they do that with everything, whether it's positive or negative. They attach their name to anything that's positive. That's why I referenced the Popeye's chicken sandwich situation. These people have personal chefs and all this type of shit. And you see these celebrities posting videos of a fucking Popeye's chicken sandwich. So that's how you know they just attaching their names to whatever's popular, whatever's going on. They have no need to fucking eat a goddamn Popeye's chicken sandwich at all. And also, you could tell motherfuckers never ate chicken tenders from Popeye's, because that's literally what the fucking sandwich is. It's just a fucking Popeye's chicken tender on bread. It's the same fucking shit. But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. I don't give a fuck about that sandwich. It's all goofy shit. Motherfuckers is fighting this shit inside the store. Motherfuckers is crying because Popeye's is out of the sandwiches and all this type of shit. This sandwich has literally been out for months already. I don't know why it's so popular right now. This shit been out for a minute. People at my job been told me about this fucking sandwich. I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, back to this other shit. We also saw JD. JD is saying that Jay-Z didn't tell him not to take the deal and all this other type of shit. But if you watch that JD interview, he was just fucking babbling and rambling and saying all type of gibberish. He never really substantiated anything. We still don't know if Jay-Z, what he said to him at the time. Of course, another grown man can't tell you no. The real question is, did Jay-Z talk you out of the deal? Did he give you positive affirmation, or was he saying negative shit? That's all I want to know. Of course, another grown man can't tell you to take a fucking deal or not to take a fucking deal. That's only up to you. And also, the only real thing I took about that JD interview is the fact that he was getting backlash from the community about the events and shit he was doing. And he kept saying, I didn't sign up for this. That was the only thing I took away from it. I was like, okay, the fire was on you and you pulled back, but you didn't give back. You just got out the spotlight. Again, a lot of these cats just want to be popular and don't really want to do no real shit. They don't want to stand up for nothing in the community. They don't want to do no actual genuine type shit, no fulfilling type shit. They just want all the accolades and all the money, and they just want to stay behind the scenes and not affect no real change with the people. I can't respect that shit. So that's the only thing I really took from the JD interview. It was all gibberish and all type of fake fuck shit going on. And he never really full-blown said what happened with him and Jay-Z. So I have to still assume that Jay-Z probably helped talk him out of the deal, along with the public backlash he was already getting. That's all I really took from it, that he was too chicken shit. He didn't want to give back to the community in a different way after he declined the NFL deal or whatever deal it was he had going on. That's all I really got from the conversation. He didn't really substantiate anything. He didn't really confirm anything. He just sounded like a fucking idiot for damn near 30 minutes. Fucking babbling and saying all type of goofy shit. Real fucking lame. It was, oh my God. A lot of people just don't. They just don't have no fucking dignity, man. They don't stand for shit. It's fucking amazing how lame these people are. And then I'm hearing everybody say shit like, Jay-Z has to take the deal. In order to make change, you have to change from the inside. You have to make change from the inside. Man, if you don't shut the fuck up, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my fucking life. For instance, let's say I want you to come outside. You don't want to come outside. So I light your house on fire from the outside. If you have any type of common sense or self-preservation, you're going to bring your goddamn ass outside. Or else you're going you're gonna be left to fucking stand a fucking fiery fate. You're going to burn your stupid ass up. So no, you do not have to affect change from the inside. We were already making change. People who were boycotting the NFL and that type of shit, they were already feeling the pressure of not making money. The money wasn't coming in like it normally does. Hence why Jay-Z got the deal. For instance, if Colin Kaepernick never would have knelt and never would have got kicked out the NFL and all this type of shit, never would have jumped off, they never would have had a reason to give Jay-Z a deal. Jay-Z only got a deal to bring people back to the NFL. Let's not get this fucked up. That is the only reason he got a deal. There is nothing else. There was no other reason on earth why Jay-Z got that deal. It only happened because of the Colin Kaepernick situation. Do not get that fucked up. Do not. Let's stop the bullshit, people, please. I just hate seeing my people out here fucked up like this, man. This shit is fucking sad. Going back to this fucking Popeyes shit, man. This shit is ridiculous. People full-blown shooting the fair ones in the fucking Popeyes and shit. This shit is nuts, man. I'm seeing all type of fucking videos online of people fighting inside the store. I'm seeing lines backed up for hours and shit. This shit looks type retarded. It looks ridiculous. It doesn't make any type of fucking sense. For the most part, around my area, nobody really sweating that sandwich that crazy because, you know, I'm from Texas. Motherfuckers be cooking their own type shit. Motherfuckers is like, man, I got my own sandwich that I should be selling. Motherfuckers is selling their own sandwiches and shit. All that type shit. People not really just going super crazy, but of course you're going to get these, you know, the hype beast type cats. That's in every fucking state. So in certain areas, I'm sure that bitch is sold out. I'm sure there are a couple lines here and there. But for the most part, from what I've seen, every time I drive by Popeyes, it's the regular fucking line and shit. Nobody really just going crazy. And like I say, somebody told me about that sandwich at work. My nigga Pat, he was actually on the episode before. He ain't shit. He's straight garbage. He'll probably be back on the show at some point, though. But he told me about this sandwich like over 2 months ago. He was like, hey, man, Popeyes, man. Popeyes got a bad motherfucker, man. That shit fire. In retrospect, looking back, this shit is pretty ridiculous. It's hilarious that he was telling me about this shit. And then like a month or two later, that bitch just started popping up and blowing up everywhere. And motherfuckers losing their minds and shit. Motherfuckers is selling the sandwich like resale. Like people buying the sandwich and turning around trying to sell it to people that's still in line type shit. Similar to how a lot of people do with sneakers and shit. It's quite ridiculous and quite, I want to say embarrassing, but I'm not embarrassed. Because it's definitely not me, so I can't be embarrassed. But I just hate seeing people going out like that, man. You look fucking ridiculous. Grown people with children and jobs are running around the city like functioning crackheads looking for a fucking sandwich. It's like, come on, man. Really? This is what we have come to as a society. Motherfuckers posting videos dancing with sandwiches and shit. All that type shit. Like I say, people are just attaching themselves to popularity. That's all this celebrity shit really is. They're just attaching themselves to everything that's popular. I don't see how people don't see this shit. It goes back to the whole Joe Budden and Nicki Minaj shit. Like, these motherfuckers came up together behind the scenes type shit. They both were around the same people. They have a lot of love for each other. On the camera and online and shit, they acting like they hate each other and, you know, all that type of shit. But really, they text each other every day type shit. They like damn their best friends and shit like that. But people don't understand that this shit is entertainment. And people just, you know, use certain things to keep their names relevant. That's why if you're watching YouTube videos and shit, a lot of these videos are titled the exact same way. Because they're trying to stay in the algorithm. They're trying to stay in the spotlight. So you will see certain titles and everybody got the same title. Everybody using the same keywords. Everybody using the same this and that. Everybody using the same camera angles. Everybody using the same catchphrases and buzzwords and all this shit. It's all to stay relevant. And this is why my podcast don't do numbers and shit, because I don't do all that shit. I just try to do it organically. I do it all content based. I'm focusing on the content. All the circus shit, I would never do that shit, never. Only time I'ma flip the words and shit on my titles and all that type of shit is if I actually was talking about this type of shit. If not, that shit is not making it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing all the clickbaiting and all this shit. I'm not partaking in none of the circus shit. If it takes me longer, it takes me longer. But that's what it is. I'm not going, I'm not gonna be on no circus shit to make no money and shit. I'm not gonna be on no circus shit to be so-called famous. I'm not on it for that. I refuse to. I'm not doing it. So if my shit never jump off, it never jumps off. I don't give a fuck. But just know for 100% fact that you're never gonna see me doing no goofy ass shit ever in life. You're never gonna be able to point at me and be like, man, he lame for that. The way he did that was goofy. Nah, never. Again, because I have my own morals and principles. A lot of people forego that shit to get more famous, to get more money. I would never do that. If you look at the new footage of Jay-Z and Roger Goodell, you will see that scene where Roger Goodell touched Jay-Z and Jay-Z damn near jumped out of his seat. It was so awkward and shit. It was like the most awkward exchange. You could tell they from two different walks of life. They don't give a fuck about each other. They have nothing in common. They just there for the money. And the shit is so fucking ridiculous. The shit is so fucking cringeworthy, man. I just want to slap the shit out of both of them. Shit is sad as fuck. And at the same time, I really don't give a fuck, because anybody who goes back to the NFL because of Jay-Z is fucking with it. You nobody I want to fuck with anyway. You nobody I want to listen to or talk to or any of that shit. If fucking Jay-Z is that influential in your life to where he influenced you to watch the NFL again just because they gave him a deal or some shit, and you think he's going to affect change from the inside and all this other goofy ass shit. Of course, they're going to throw him some bones. They're going to give him some PR moves. He going to hand some little trinkets to a couple little underprivileged people. He going to make it look good, dress it up. But there ain't no real change going to come. It ain't nothing that's going to be no real benefit to anybody. Of course, like I say, some people going to benefit. But black people as a whole have taken a step back a little bit in terms of perception because he pulled this bullshit. But again, the real people who understand what's going on, they not falling for this shit. And we still on it the same way we was on it. Our stances haven't changed. We still not supporting goofy shit. And if we know you on some circus shit, you are not getting our money. It's just that simple. So people like that have not changed. So we just have to look at people different. And again, it's kind of helpful. It's kind of like a Trump situation. Trump kind of helped a lot of people feel empowered with their racism to where you know where they stand. So you can see these people a lot easier. And it's better for you. It's safer out here in the streets, actually, because you can spot harmful people easier now. The same shit with the Jay-Z shit. Like, if I see people supporting Jay-Z because they think he's doing some upright shit, I know that I can't really trust you. So it just makes it easier for me to maneuver in the streets, and I appreciate it. It's all good. I'm not mad either way. I seen Dame Dash speak out about it finally and shit, too. And he referenced a lot of shit, the same thing. These are people who grew up with Jay-Z, who were around Jay-Z the whole time and understand what's really going on. So I have to take their opinion as more valuable. It holds more weight because, you know, they saw this shit firsthand, especially somebody like Dame Dash. He got fucked over by Jay-Z so many times. It's crazy. From women to business to money, you name it, all type of shit. So you just got to understand the type of games people are playing out here. Understand where you stand. Understand where other people stand. Understand how detrimental money can be when people just blindly accept money on circa terms and don't give a fuck about anybody else around them. Jay-Z is known for that. He's done this numerous times. This is no different from his Brooklyn Nets deal. This is no difference from fucking him selling Rockefeller. All this shit is the same shit. This is the same person. Yeah, I've heard that he's donated this and donated that, but again, a lot of this shit was already hot. It was already popular shit that he attached his name to and put money behind. Yeah, he made a Trayvon Martin documentary. But again, you're not doing it on something that's lesser known, excuse me. Something that you can actually bring attention to. You're not bringing attention to anything with Trayvon Martin's documentary. All this shit is already known. What are you shedding light on? What new shit are you bringing to the table? Okay, you gift wrapped it and put it in a special little video format. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You gave back to their family. That's cool. I fuck with that. But again, what is he really doing for the community as a whole? We already know what the fuck happened with Trayvon Martin. What about these lesser known people? What about these other people who need that push, who need that attention, who aren't getting televised, who aren't getting talked about? That's what we need. We don't need a push for somebody who is already fucking known. We already got that one. What else you got? And some people will say that's bullshit. How can you say that? How can you say this, say that? What are you doing? I mean, first and foremost, I'm starting by bringing knowledge, by shedding my light to shit that's lesser known, by shedding my light on commentary that people don't say commonly. That's what the fuck I'm doing. It's not just about money. It's about information. It's about leverage. It's about all type of shit. So yes, right now I'm starting with voicing my opinion about a lot of shit that's going on by giving my own unique perspectives on shit that I feel like people at large can benefit from. That's what the fuck I'm doing. Saying shit that nobody else will say. That's what the fuck I'm doing. I won't say no one else, but I mean, fewer people will say the shit that I'm saying on the microphone. I definitely tell you that. But once again, it is what it is, man. Hopefully I didn't forget anything, but I'm pretty sure I did. Once I turn this shit off, I'm gonna be like, God damn, I didn't say this. I didn't say that. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. That shit always happens every fucking episode. I forget something major that I wanted to say, and that shit never come out. Pause. But you just really have to pay attention to people's actions. And I'm not saying Jay-Z is all bad. Nobody's all bad or all good. I'm more so focused on the ratio. The ratio I've seen of Jay-Z over the years has been a negative ratio. It's been damn near all bullshit, all the fucking things I can remember right now. It's been all circus shit, minus a couple things here and there. Of course, to no surprise, I hear Joe Budden's podcast pretty much giving them all his praises and all this type of circus shit. I'm so sick of these three niggas, man. This shit is ridiculous. The only reason I listen to them because all the other hip-hop podcasts that I used to love, all of them have ended. Combat Jack, rest in peace. He passed away, so of course his podcast is no longer running. All the older episodes are up, I'm sure, still. Tack Stone, I loved his podcast. He's in prison. Yes, he did recently drop an episode, but you know, that's the first episode in like 3 years that came out. Juan Epstein, they were the first hip-hop podcast. That was Peter Rosenberg and Cypher Sounds. They stopped doing their podcasts. There are other hip-hop podcasts and shit like that, but they're super goofy. They're worse than Joe Budden's podcast, so I'm pretty much stuck with his shit. But it's a painful listen, man. It's more painful every time they drop an episode because they're so industry and so lame with the shit that they say, and their takes is so ridiculous and unfortunate. Also, Joe Budden is super theatrical and shit. I hate that clickbait type shit. A lot of that goofy, cringeworthy shit gets ratings, but I hate that shit. I like the podcast for the other shit that they do. But, you know, for the uncultured swines, they tend to stick to the fucking theatrical shit. So he'll continue to do it because people continue to watch those clips and shit. And I hate that shit. But, you know, what can you really fucking do? I just hate the people. I hate that people like that type of circus shit, man. That shit bothers the fuck out of me. It really does. But you know, people have their things. People like things. You know, you can't fault them for it, I guess. But you know, I don't gotta fuck with you for it. But it was definitely hard to listen to these motherfuckers talk about the whole Jay-Z shit, especially Ma. Oh my God. Jay-Z can do no wrong in his eyes. That shit's ridiculous. But it is what it is. I don't even wanna talk about that podcast anymore. I'd be sick of them three motherfuckers. I'm not gonna lie to you. But once again, this was a hostile episode. But I had to get this one out. Despite my anger and my rants, I had a great time chopping it up with y'all boys and girls. And once again, this is WWFLIP. When we feel like it podcast, what we broadcast. When the fuck we feel like it. This is Sean. Thank you for listening. Go.